This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A local resident has recently been elected to serve on the board of directors for the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association. Tim Baranga, Vice President of Sales and Purchasing for WorkSaver in Litchfield, will serve a three-year term on the board and has been involved with the family business for most of his life.
Well, I currently live in Raymond, Illinois, but I grew up most of my life in Litchfield, Illinois. My family came to Litchfield in 1979, and we started WorkSaver Incorporated out of the remnants of the old Wycombe Corporation, and so I have pretty much grown up with our company. I worked weekends and summers with my father here, doing various jobs and learning the processes of manufacturing and sales as I grew up. I attended the University of Illinois in 1997 and graduated in 2001 with a bachelor's in agricultural engineering. I joined my father directly after college in 2001, and I've been working full-time with WorkSaver since. I started out of college supervising our shipping and receiving department. I then moved up and worked with our plant manager and learned how to manage the different departments in our factory and also how to do the purchasing for a company. And I did that from 2004 up until January of this year.
Tim was promoted to his position of vice president in January of this year. In this role, he will learn and prepare to eventually manage the company as a whole.
In January 2015, I was promoted to vice president of sales and purchasing. And I will now be learning that aspect of the business on my continued education until I'm prepared to take over the whole company.
WorkSaver is based solely out of Litchfield, Illinois, and employs approximately 70 people. The company manufactures parts for several businesses, including John Deere.
Under the WorkSaver brand name, we build a little over 400 different products and attachments for tractors, skid steers, and small garden tractors and ATVs. And we use wholesale distribution throughout North America for our products, with the exception of Illinois and Iowa, where we go directly to the dealer. But we also do a lot of OEM-type work, contract work, for different manufacturers, and John Deere is our largest account. But we also do work with the Alamo Group under their Bush Hog and Rhino brand names. We do work with Bueller Industries out of Canada. We do work with Gale under their CE Attachments brand, and we also do work for Woods Equipment Company.
WorkSaver has been involved with the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association since its inception, and Tim has been attending conferences of the association since he graduated college. He will now be serving as a director.
Well, the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association was started in 1950. As I mentioned earlier, the predecessor to WorkSaver was the Wycombe Corporation, and they were actually one of the founding members of 1950. So our company has been involved with FEMA since their inception of 65 years. I have been involved with the organization going to the spring and fall conventions since I got out of college, and I was just elected to the board last week in the fall convention in Kansas City. I'll be serving a three-year term on the board of directors. I'll be one of 16 board members, and it'll be our job to guide the organization and unify our members in one voice for the agricultural community. And I find it a great honor to represent such a vast group of companies and individuals.
Tim went on to explain the work and purpose of the association.
Yeah, the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association consists of over 700 member companies that range in size from just a few employees to over 1,000. Our members produce specialized equipment to complement mass-produced lines. An example in our area at this time are the implements that farmers are using for tillage and anhydrous application. Unless they are built by the majors, they are more than likely manufactured from one of our members. The association itself has several committees to assist their members with such issues as dealer relations, education, and international trade. There are several product councils within the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association that work on safety and standardizations with other organizations such as ASABE and AEM. Some of the examples of the councils are people that produce rotary cutters, postal diggers, and tillage equipment. So the association is also very active with working as legislatures to ensure the laws they are passing are fair and equitable to all parties.
Several businesses you might be familiar with are also members of the association.
Some of the larger companies that people around this area would be familiar with is Landell Corporation out of Marysville, Kansas, McFarland Corporation out of Wisconsin. As far as guys that are doing anhydrous application right now, the buggies that are pulling the anhydrous, a lot of those are made by Dual Lift out of Columbus, Nebraska. And there's a lot of different companies around this area that are members of FEMA.
Once again, that was Tim Baranga, Vice President of Sales and Purchasing for WorkSaver in Litchfield, who was recently elected to serve on the Board of Directors for the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association based out of St. Louis. Deere and Company, along with the Climate Corporation, a subsidiary of Monsanto, have signed agreements for Deere to acquire the Precision Planting LLC equipment business. The agreement announced yesterday allows Deere to provide exclusive near real-time data connectivity between certain John Deere farm equipment and the Climate FieldView TM platform. The agreements represent the industry's first and only near real-time in-cab wireless connection to John Deere equipment by a third party. Under the terms of the agreements, Deere will purchase Precision Planting, while Climate will retain the digital agriculture portfolio that has been integrated into the Climate FieldView platform. The move follows a similar deal by Deere, which signed an agreement to purchase Mosim, the European market leader in precision planters. A 1980s bust seems unlikely, but cash flow is becoming a more significant concern, and farm consolidation could intensify as some producers face intensifying financial stress. That's according to Nathan Kaufman, Assistant Vice President of the Omaha branch of the Federal Reserve Bank. The National Agricultural Bankers Conference last week by the American Bankers Association brought forth the concerns of the banking industry heading into 2016. While in Kansas City, Missouri at the conference, bankers say farmers have enough reserves and good enough credit ratings to make it through this year, even though commodity prices are low. However, 2016 will be the year to see how the future looks, according to the Hagstrom Report. Bankers did note some relief in cropland values as they have pulled back. However, ranchland values have continued rising. The bankers reported they have seen an increase in the requests for loans greater than $100,000 this year. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.